You're listening to a Countout Podcast. What's up? New year, new beginning, new champion, new Ichiban Sweetcast. We exist. Well, one of us exists. One of us is in more of a half corporeal poltergeist like state as he sleepwalks through his life on the verge of death. How you doing?
You look more and more like Rick Rubin every day, the producer for
Slipknot. American, he wants to throw a pot plant at Sid's head from Slipknot. I know that.
Oh,
yeah, there you go.
Yeah, he's very eccentric looking fellow with a great big bushy beard. And I think that's what you're slowly turning into. But I appreciate it. Here's
pure
the thing.
White. It is that of a ghost.
It is pure white. You are losing that red coloring. It's going away.
And you know what? I'm ready to change. I've been a ranger, as we call it in Australia, for 42 ranger. Years of my life, and I'm ready to be a wise wizard.
Dude, you are looking very Merlin-esque right now.
If I take out the hair, the hair's still got a bit of red in it, but it's getting quite long. My goal is to just be like Merlin spec. That's what I'll.
Yeah, you've definitely gone past the like sea captain into wizard territory.
Yeah, that's where I'm trying to get to. What I'm trying to get to.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, absolutely.
But here's the thing.
We're alive.
Here's the thing. We're live. We're back. We took a couple weeks off after the double dome shows.
Did we talk about that? I don't even remember. Did we do an episode?
We did. We did do a review.
There
on
you
the
go. Domes. Look at that. Exactly. So, my wizardly brain has got other things on its mind. Spells and orbs and concoctions. And I can't remember what this podcast does. Yeah, exactly. So that's
it. We did forget how to podcast, I think.
We did forget, but apparently my desk is remembering and it hasn't cut us off yet, and we're about to hit that 3-minute mark. So if it cuts off in the next 10 seconds, we know that officially is a thing, but if not, hey, let's go. But yeah, we had a little bit of a slower start to the year, let all the build up to New Beginning happen. We ourselves have to do all the things that everybody else does in a new year and getting back into life. So now it's time to start, and New Japan delivered a hell of a fucking show, a statement show, in my opinion, like to restart
fucking
the
10 out of 10 show.
Yeah, like, it was hot, dude. It was really, really hot. So despite my very busy schedule, because those who know that if you add up the dates and move things around and carry the one, AEW is in Brisbane tomorrow night. I'm now looking at the clock, and it is nearly 5 p.m. Perth, West Australia time. Within a few hours, I'll be in Fremantle watching Lorna Shore until, like, I don't know, midnight. Coming home, couple of hours sleep, literally, 4. Get up, go to the airport, go to AEW, and then flying back the next day, and then all-day festival. But I will get to meet the Stiffies, the WeWork Stiff Boys, Josh and Dave, in person. So it's all going to be worthwhile. I think there's some wrestling happening as well. I'm not sure, but that's
not a lot. Highlight. Evidently, is what everyone's saying.
They won't fucking tell us anything. So yeah, you never know who'll show up and what will happen. So
yeah. Well,
the wrestling was going to get in the way of the drinking anyway. So yeah. I'm glad that we're slimming that down. Yeah, absolutely.
You're gonna have some Josh and Dave time, Dave and Josh time.
Yeah, absolutely.
I don't know who Jake is. Hi, Jake. Yeah. How are you?
Any Jakes in the world? Shout out, all of you.
Shout out to friend of the podcast, everyone named Jake.
Yeah.
So the big news, of course, Hirooki Goto has done it. He has gone from, you know, has been. Not even has been. He's gone from never was, never would be, to the champion, the IWGP World Heavyweight Champion. WHW stands for wholesome. The G in IWGP stands for Goto.
It does.
It's happened, bro.
It has happened.
How?
I never thought I'd see the day. Always the bridesmaid, like never the bride for his entire career. His last world title match, he came up short. That everybody thought
nine
that was the big
ago.
9 years to the day. And Goto's done it.
That is fucking wild.
It is insane. Wild. The timeline we live in. At one point, we claimed was cursed. Now I'm starting to think it's actually the true timeline. And I'm
Nature is healing.
Because when you think about the story, and if you don't mind me waxing lyrical for a hot second, because I got a little bit passionate about this during the G1 and after it. And I think we all need to take a second to just reflect on what it took and how crazy wrestling is to be at this moment. You know, for Goto to be where he is. When you think about where he was before last year, he was in a pretty successful tag team, and it really felt like he is going to go down as the like one half of the best tag team that New Japan ever did, and that will be the feather in his cap, and that's the gold watch they're giving him, and that's what it's going to be, right? And we thought it's never going to be anything more than that. But what ends up happening is the New Japan Cup was announced, and he was the only dad, I use that as, you know, the older wrestler, seasoned wrestler, senpai wrestler, to be entered into the tournament, really. It was all new faces, and everyone's like, Goto can go, throw him in there, probably his last one too, whatever, right? Finlay gets injured, sick, whatever it was. So they go, tap on the shoulder, Goto, we need you to deliver a banger final with Tsuji and get it done.
Yeah. Goto's like, I gotta clear it by the wife real fast.
Yeah, yeah. Once that was signed off, he was like, hold my fucking beer. And he went out there and reminded everybody who the fuck he was. And we were all left going, oh, shit. We just thought that the main five-star wrestlers, the guys that delivered like the bangers, we thought two of the biggest names in the company just left. We thought there was kind of almost an end to that era. We're like, Shingo's still here. You know, but Ospreay's gone, Okada's gone, everybody, there's a power vacuum, who can step into the void? Fucking lone gunslinger Goto goes, no worries, fam, I got you. Fucking goes in, makes Tsuji, and absolutely delivers a banger. And everybody goes, oh, fuck, I forgot how good Goto is, eh? That's fucking awesome. Then the G1 comes around. Goto's back in, we're like, let's go. Let's fucking go. And we did the draft with the Stiff Boys. Who drafted Goto? Your fucking boy.
I believe Rafe Copernicus Houston.
Exactly.
Drafted Goto. In the
really
G1
just game. Because I wanted to watch him. And also because he was in the other block and I needed to make up numbers. And I was like.
And you were like, oh man, he had such a banger New Japan Cup.
I was like, maybe he can fucking get it going. Here. Yeah, yeah, exactly. And then as that G1 played out, it was like, this is a different landscape. Maybe he can fucking go far in this. Like, maybe he can get to the final. Maybe Goto could win the fucking G1. Who knows? He's done it before, right? Like, maybe they go, you know what? We need a steady hand on the tiller here. Let's fucking lean on old mate Goto. And there's worse things you could do. And that seems like sort of safe, but weird booking, but okay. And we'll let it play out. G1 plays out in what I think was one of the most genuine, wholesome, organic, like builds for a wrestler ever, don't you think? Like, because you're left,
oh,
like everybody just slowly, like there was this rumble, and you can look at previous G1s and there's not that, you know what I mean? It felt different. It felt like Goto was the hope now. Like,
you can just go back to G Wonderings and listen to us both. Like, you weren't even covering his block and you were still just like, I got to talk about this.
Yeah.
This is awesome.
Absolutely. Because he was just, yeah, he was just killing it. And we were like, this is the fucking time. He's gonna pull the trigger or something's going to happen. So anyway, that doesn't happen. And there was many times when, like, you know, they're going to do the global stuff and things like that. And I'm like, are these motherfuckers not watching? Are they not paying attention? They did that Currican Hall thing and the kids are in the ring and, you know, and all that kind of stuff. And I'm like, well, I guess that's it for Goto. I guess it's just, you know, New Japan, they kind of did a thing and then now they're moving on to something else and we're never talking about it again. But what's crazy is they did pay attention and they were like, what happened then was very special. And a lot of people were really into it. And they're like, we have our plans and we're going to do the Zach stuff. And he's going to be like the first dude to win G1 and then call his shot early and then walk in and walk out of the dome on two nights. And all these things are going to happen. And it's like, but and he did a lot of defenses during that time, but it ain't going to be forever. And now we're going to do something that fucking shocks everybody to start the new year.
Yep.
And they did it first. Let's real quick. They did they did the Chaos thing because Chaos had been muddled for a long time. Goto stood up and said, I am the leader of Chaos. And then they were talking about that in the match. And I was like, they can't not have the new leader of Chaos win here. But even then, I still, in my doubt of doubts and in watching New Japan for so long, I couldn't even envision Goto really winning though. You know what I mean? And then when it happened, my fucking brain exploded. Like, it was amazing.
What a moment. Like, let's pour one out for Zack Sabre Jr.'s title run, you know?
Absolutely. He was amazing.
Defenses. He held the belt for like, 4 months, 5 months?
Yeah.
Really good first title reign. You know, some people, when they get their first title reign, they get like a V1 or a V0.
Mm.
Not our Zack Sabre Jr., you
but
know?
Also but used like, it to build his faction as well.
Yeah.
He didn't just lift himself. He lifted every single member of TMDK into bigger slots because of that belt. Like, that's how you fucking use it, don't you think? He raised everybody and he'd sit on the ring with those guys and he'd shout them out in promos and shit like that. And he took everybody, was like, okay, TMDK's like, you know, mid-level faction or whatever. And now they feel like one of the main factions in New Japan because he did that. Like, and I think it really, like, he just did it so well. And we don't know, and maybe we'll speculate at the end of this, like, we don't know how long Goto's run may go for. He might be like zero defenses. Or one defense, you know what I mean? But the fact that he got there and they've continued this trend with the new belt since they've reset it to go, now anybody can get a look in and it's not the, though I missed the V4 and the sort of hallowed ground that was, it had been built to a point where it was almost unwinnable in like a lot of ways, you know, because the legacy
wasn't Tanahashi or Okada.
Yeah.
You just didn't get it.
The legacy was just so heavy. Like that came with it. And so now they're building a new legacy and they're, you know, I think doing it really well.
I think so too. The idea that anybody can win the title has really, it's gotten a Zack Sabre Jr. title reign. It's gotten a John Moxley title reign.
Mm.
You know, we're not going to talk about how these title reigns, you know, whether they're good title reigns or not, mm-hmm. but like you've got your Moxley, you've got your, Zack Sabre Jr. and now Hirooki Goto.
Mm.
Dude, like I said, not a has been, a never was.
Mm.
And now he's on top of the world.
Yeah.
And like
you could
see his kids in Osaka Joe Hall. You know, the streamers are coming down. I'm crying.
Yeah.
You're crying.
He's talking about his father that passed away that didn't get to see it.
Oh, my God, dude. You know there's going to be video of him taking that belt to his father's fucking graveside. And at that point, I will fucking
die.
Ball.
Yeah.
I'll ball my goddamn eyes out like a little kid with a skim knee.
Yeah.
And I'm just going to fucking, I'm going to love every bit of it.
Yeah.
And I'm going to watch every fucking title match of his. And whether I'm cheering for him or cheering for the guy who's, I'm going to be so anxious
invested,
going
invested.
Like,
yeah.
How far can Goto go?
Yeah.
How far can he go?
And I love that. You were talking about it in the G1 drink stuff and things like that. You were like, Goto's the wall, right? Like he's the guy that's like, this new generation is great, but they're going to need to go through me to be tested. Now he's literally saying that. He's like, I'm the fucking standard. And I don't think he's going to go, like, defenseless because, I mean, he's already lined up defenses against Tanahashi and Nagata. And I don't think either guy is going to win the title off him. I mean, Tanahashi, maybe. You could get Tanahashi final road where he's just the champion. But I don't think Tanahashi's going to do that. I think he's going to lay down for his fucking friend who never got a fucking chance before. Like,
oh my God.
Yeah. I think that's what it is. Sorry, is Pugmania going wild out over there?
Big Goto guy.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. I've also got a dog wanting to be a dog here. Hey, come here. Oh. Quick dog break. Toot, toot, toot. But yeah, I think there's going to be great things. And the great thing about Goto is he has all that experience. Oi, shut the fuck up. He has all that experience, but he can still go. Even in his post-match thing, he thanked his body for not giving up on him. And, like, it's so true. It's absolutely
crazy. I mean, like, we all feel that, right? You feel it. I feel it right now. We were just talking. You're like, I got this wrong with me. I got this wrong with me. I'm like, oh, shit, I got this. I'm like, where's my back medicine?
Yeah.
Fucking sucks being old man. Yeah. But it's so cool. It's so cool that, like, now we're at a spot where we can watch not people we grew up with or anything like that, but like people who are about our age.
Mm.
Hey, we're still vital.
Yeah.
We're still young. We're still able to become champions.
Yeah, exactly. Right? How old is Goto? Do we know?
45.
Older than me. Yes, sir.
I think so. I believe so. Cause he came in with Tanahashi.
I love as well that he's not like...
oh my God, we both got crazy fucking dogs.
Yeah, driving me wild. I may even have a visitor. The thing he that is
44 years old.
44, there you go, too.
He just turned 45.
Oh, there you go. Well, the thing is as well about him is like when you think about like older champions and like the, you know, Noah era of like, Keiji Muto being cooked and holding the belt and stuff like that. We have an older champion who can absolutely go and can absolutely guide these younger challengers through what it's like to do a New Japan main event. Absolutely lead them through it. I mean, he just did it at the New Japan Cup final. Like he just did that shit.
Yeah. Like Goto's one of those guys. He's a safe worker. He's a stable worker. Like we talked about how when there was a lot of upheaval with the belt during COVID times that we needed to just put it on Shingo,
yeah.
Let Shingo have a run with it. Let Shingo stabilize everything. Uh-huh. And I feel like this is really this is really Goto's time to do that, to be that stabilizing factor,
yeah.
To be the foundation that everything is on. He's not the big Western star like Zack Sabre Jr. He's a dojo boy gone. He is done right. And I think that he's going to be able to sell that a little better than anybody else in the company.
Absolutely.
Right now.
And he also can do that like wounded old gunslinger that's just still going, you know, like this chinks in the armor. He's absolutely beatable. Absolutely a beatable champion, but it's like, can he get it done? Does he have the experience and the fucking know-how to just keep taking down these young challengers? You know what I mean? Like if he gets to that point, as I said, he's got a couple of old challengers first, but like maybe we...
I was gonna say young challengers like Hiroshi Tanahashi and Blue Justice.
You mean like when they did the TV title thing that they were like, just for the young wrestlers and then like Ishii's fucking fighting for it and shit. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. But you know what I'm saying? Like I envision that after them, we're probably going to, you know, see some younger challengers. But I'm wondering
we'll get
if...
shooter fight. We'll get a...
I was going to say, do we want to speculate on potential challenges and dream matchups now, or do you want to run back to the start of the card real quick, go through everything, talk about the match itself a little bit, and then do predictions before jumping into New Japan Cup? Or fuck it. Let's just keep it going. Or you want to do that?
Let's go through the card, the proper card.
Okay, then cool. Let's do that. But we will, we'll get to this in good time. We're obviously excited. We had to touch on it. But once we get to that match, we'll definitely talk about some predictions and some kind of things that ways we can see it go. So anyway, we'll do this as a bit of a speed round because we do want to touch on the New Japan Cup as well. Kickoff match was the United Empire, Francesco, Akira, and Jeff Cobb defeating El Desperado and Katsuya Murashima.
Young Lion.
So this was the like before the bell type match that they do, but it did lead to a bit of a sort of stare down between Akira and Despy and kind of lining up Akira to be the next challenger. Yeah.
It led to Akira pinning Despy
and
saying, I got your number, bitch. Give me a title shot. Mm-hmm. And I'm really excited for that. I think seeing, you know, a big match Akira is going to be a lot of fun. And I think the fire of Akira with the like cocky sort of carefree attitude of El Desperado is going to be a lot of fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. I think it'd be good. And they've had good matches before in like Best of Super Juniors and stuff. So I think that'll be
I was really concerned that they were going to feed that young lion to Jeff Cobb. Oh, I was just like, oh, that's no.
The young lion that got killed by all of Bullet Club as well. Isn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, absolutely. Now it was just a fun tag. Then the show got started and we started with a Tanahashi Final Road match, defeating Togi Makabe, who was one of the first people to beat him apparently when he first graduated as Young Lion. So we're going to see a bit of a like best of Tanahashi as he avenges victories and, you know, and things like that. It's good to see Makabe. Haven't seen him in a while.
Yeah, and he actually did work a little bit for this match. It wasn't like
The bumpo meter was working. He's definitely put on a couple of kgs, but he was in there. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. It was fun.
I still wouldn't want to fight him.
No, absolutely not. Kick the fuck out of me. But yeah, that was what it was, and it's fun, and I'm enjoying that we're getting this kind of like last year of Tanahashi. So I think it's gonna be really good. Next up, fucking banger alert. Singles match, Driller Maloney defeating Shingo Takagi. Now, I didn't think this was a small win by any means, because normally when guys graduate to, you know, heavyweight for the first time, they normally taken a few losses, let alone stepping in and just wasting Shingo with like a driller killer. Yeah. Like fucking it was a big push for Maloney.
He had him up on his shoulder. Like, you ever seen Commando? Like the first time you see Arnold Schwarzenegger and he's got a log and a fucking a chainsaw under his arm. He's got the log over his shoulder. That's how he was carrying Shingo like that. And he's like, let me just flip you over here, right here, drill a killer.
Yeah.
And it was just fucking fantastic, man.
And he's just got everything you need as well. I am sad that he cut his hair, because I did enjoy the hair, but he's got the look, he's got the body, he can talk, he's got a fucking killer moveset, he's got like a viral finishing maneuver. It's like a murder maneuver. Like, he's just so over. Yeah,
lights out, nobody's kicking out of that one.
Yeah, exactly.
And then fucking Clarku on comms, like just losing his mind for everything that Dan was doing, like just added to it so much. I had a great time, man.
Mm-hmm. You go. We both looked at each other like we're going to say something, and then there was a standoff where we just stared at each other. But Clarku was good on commentary for this, I thought.
Clarku was really good, and he did make a joke about, hey, I'm the first CC that's been on commentary this year or something like that.
Yeah, he did. That was brutal.
Oh, everybody misses Charlton.
Yeah, it was absolute bullshit. We won't get started on that trash. Nope. But what are you thinking for Driller going forward? I'm seeing a bright future for that man, for sure.
I love him. I'd love to see him, you know, I want to see like him versus Takeshita. I want to see him versus Tsuji, just all the big like young dudes.
Yeah,
let's fucking go.
Yeah, absolutely. After that we had a hair versus hair match. Great Okada defeating Shota Umino, getting rid of that hairstyle that we have given shit to for quite a while ago.
God.
What are we looking at with Shota Umino here? Are we reverting to Young Lion? Are we starting from scratch?
I don't know if that's going to be the story where he like has to go and like rediscover who he is
I think that's absolutely what it is. I don't know. I don't mean he'll like technically be Young Lion, but I can see himself stripping himself back to like black. You know,
the look on his face when he was being led back up the aisle with his hair, you know, shorn.
Yeah.
And like there was like shame and anger and a hint of something dark.
Mm.
And I'm really hoping that maybe instead of going back to Young Lion, and because I want him to evolve into something that's not Ta-Nehisi cosplay.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. I think if you're going to, if you've got white meat baby face, yeah, we got dudes for that. We don't need you for that. Let's give you something a little with a little bit of danger.
Yeah. And know? I think we've shown that it hasn't really hit either. You know what I mean? Like he definitely had fads. It was not a failure. And I mean, the man main evented Wrestle Kingdom, you know what I mean? But I think there's something else there. Like you say, that kind of cosplay sort of vibe that he had, I think he can find something in himself that is different.
And get some new fucking gear. Jesus fucking Christ. Absolutely. Just show some respect. Show
Speaking
some self-respect.
Of people getting new gear and maybe taking it too far, I didn't know that Sonata worships Slaanesh, but he is a noise marine, apparently.
He looked like a create a character from fucking Jet Grind Radio. Like, he was so... I looked at my wife and said, what the fuck is this asshole wearing?
It's funny. Amy wasn't with me to watch it, but I got a message on Instagram for her that said, what the fuck is this asshole wearing? And it was literally like a screenshot of him.
He looked so fucking silly, man. Like, normally you can count on Sonata to at least have a cool fucking look.
Mm.
Like, that, like, his old, like, crazy, like, ghost pirate. I loved that shit. Mm. I thought that was so cool. Mm-hmm. You know, his look when he first...
black skull, like, mohawk type look that he had was badass.
Or when he first shaved his beard and won the title and he had that, like, silk robe with, like, the clasp that was the skeleton hand on it. He looked great. He looked great in all those. And then he comes out with, like, LOD shoulder pads, but instead of spikes, he's got, like, fucking tweeters. What the fuck is this?
I know that he, like, maybe he's trying to say something. Like, you know, he always be pointing to his ear. Maybe he's like, literally, I have tinnitus. Like, I can't hear what any of you are saying. Because I've got these fucking Bluetooth speakers on my shoulders at full volume. Yeah. Either way, I mean, he's tried something. You know what I mean? He's throwing shit at the wall. So good on him. I did not pay as much attention to this match as I thought I did. Now I'm thinking it back. But I do know that Tai Chi was robbed, as always, but we then saw the return of Yuya. And how were you feeling about that when you saw him running in?
Pretty fucking hype. Yeah, I was like, oh, they robbed Tai Chi. You know, we're just going to keep moving with the story. That's fine. The match wasn't bad. It was pretty good. Tai Chi brought a lot out of Sonata, which, I mean, Tai Chi always brings the best out of Sonata.
Yeah.
Every time we've seen anything from Sonata, it was either Tai Chi or Zack Sabre Jr. So yeah, like, then, you know, I'm
and
like,
Tsuji that okay. one time.
And Tsuji that one time. Mm-hmm. The idea that, you know, this Yuya's going to run in and stick up for Tai Chi kind of makes me sad. But on the night, man, I was fucking hyped.
Yeah.
You know, seeing Yuya run in, I was like, oh shit, it is time.
Yeah. So I wasn't sure, to be honest. I felt like it would probably go that kind of way, but I wasn't sure if Yuya would be ready yet. And I was thinking maybe we'll see like a new member of the guys, you know what I mean, make a save or something.
Go back to selling the Just Five Guys shirts.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. So keep going from keep Just
Four
Guys around.
To Just Five Guys, back to Just Four Guys, and now we're going to go.
They should lose another guy again. Just so they could print a whole new run of Just Three Guys.
Just Three Guys.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Because
I mean, Doki's on the shelf right now, so.
Technically, it is Just Three Guys. So
it
there you
just
go.
Just Three Guys.
Taka could be like, print them, like, you know, so.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Taka's got to be selling them out of the trunk of his fucking Mitsubishi.
Yeah, yeah, he absolutely is. But yeah, anyway, we always want the best for Tai Chi. Hopefully one day we'll be like having this same conversation we just had about Goto, but about Tai Chi. That would be amazing.
Oh, that's the dream.
But
isn't
it? Yeah, his assignment is literally fucking train Yuya at the moment, and he's doing a pretty great job. So next up was the IWGP Junior Heavyweight Tag Team title match. Ichiban Sweet Boys, Vegeta and Robbie, with Hartley Jackson defeating Roppongi. What Revice as well. Jesus Christ. Rocky Romero and Yo. Love the Ichiban.
This was fun. I really thought that Robbie fucked himself up.
Yeah, so did I. When he hit that railing, I thought he'd Eddie Kingston himself for sure. But he's about to wrestle fucking Lee Moriarty in fucking Brisbane tomorrow. So I guess he's like,
that's going to fuck. Let's go.
That is the match I'm most excited for like the ROH Pure title or whatever.
You love Lee Moriarty.
I do.
Like seeing Robbie, you know, your friend, my hero, Robbie Eagle's going to fucking come out and wrestle Lee Moriarty. You got to have pants down for that.
If I could choose like anybody on the AEW roster now to get a bigger push and a bigger highlight, it'd be Lee Moriarty. I think he's so fucking talented. But yeah, very excited for that. And the Sweet Boys are always really good. And Yo's peck popping was next level. I will say that.
Oh man, he was on it.
But I could never see this team again though. I don't care about Rocky Romero.
I don't care about Rocky Romero.
Sorry, anymore. Rocky, but like it's done. All right. Yeah. Next up, never open weight title match. Konosuke Takeshita defeating Oleg Bolton.
Boy, did I book this match?
I think you might have booked this match.
I think you might have. I was like looking at the card and I went, yeah, buddy. Yeah, buddy. Fucking, you know, like feeling myself here. Like, oh, would you book me? I goodbye horses. I was loving this shit, dude. I was like bouncing in my chair like a fucking 8-year-old that had too much fucking sugar. I was loving it, man. What a fucking match. What a good fucking time.
Yeah.
And it shows like their trust in Bolton, you know. Mm-hmm. They were like, what can you do with Takeshita? Boom, go have fun.
Yeah.
You know. They gave him the spot at, was it Dash, where he got to wrestle against War Master and Josh Barnett, and that was fucking awesome. And I think that like big shit is coming for young Bolton Oleg, and I'm here for it.
Yeah,
I'm fucking here for it, buddy.
Absolutely, and obviously Takeshita now, you know, a more permanent sort of place in the roster, and it's a good place. It's a good place. I'm going to see him wrestle. This is a fucking match tomorrow at the AEW show. Osprey and Omega versus Fletcher and Takeshita. Tag. Oof. That's spicy, eh? That's
good. You got like every level of ace. You've got the older ace, the current aces, and then like the up and coming ace.
Yeah. In one match.
In one match. That's pretty sick, bro.
Yeah, yeah. And if there's one thing I know about those four men, none of them half step. They don't actually have the ability to do, like, we're not seeing T-shirt Kenny, like, in this.
There's no RKO rest holds coming from that match.
Nah, absolutely. So, yeah, that's hot. Next up, IWGP Tag Team title match, LIJ, Hiromu Takahashi and Tetsuya Naito defeating the Young Bucks, Matt Jackson, Nicholas Jackson. And then it's all come full circle. The sanctity of tag league has been restored. And the fucking guys that won the tag league just won the heavyweight titles again. I didn't see it coming.
I DNW'd this fucking match. I was like, yeah, I'm going to go in the other room and make myself a cup of tea, maybe some pasta.
Yeah. It was good. Like, it was fun.
Yeah, I was like, I'm just not in the mood to watch a fucking Young Bucks match right now. Yeah,
fair enough. Actually, like, I haven't seen Young Bucks in so long. I was like, they're great. Like, especially in Japan as well. Nick Jackson just cracks me up so much because he talks so much all through the match and he's so funny, like, in all the shit. Like, he's always swearing at people and doing shit and fucking yelling and yeah. They work really well in Japan, I think.
Their matches where you just know that they, at all times, they have this weird radar sense where they know exactly where the other one is. It's like the fucking Corsican brothers. Like, they know exactly what's, it's so magical.
It reminded me like why I thought they were so good back in the day. Cause there was a time they were like my favorite wrestlers in the world, you know, like they really loved everything they did and being the elite and everything like that. And I was like, this is shadows of what they used to be. And they fit well here. It works here, you know? Absolutely. Next up, IWGP Global Heavyweight title match. Now, did this fucking brother. Match have a big fight feel or what? Like, does Gabe Kidd know how to not deliver a big fight feel? Gabe Kidd versus Yoda Tsuji, trunk alert, new Dax.
Trunk alert, new Dax, baby.
Tsuji reveals the trunks, and I'm like, oh, Gabe's not winning today.
Nope. But then Gabe came out in his new big fight. I'm the protector of New Japan trunks, which is, you know, that's something like if he's just going to start breaking those out for his big matches, I dig it. I love this like hero to the people of New Japan, Gabe. Like I'm not this punk anymore. I'm this dude who comes out and I will fucking protect the sanctity of New Japan. I fucking love it. And they went hard. Like I was sitting there watching this and I'm like, is this the match of the year so far? Like there was Gabe and Kenny was good, but this is fucking great. You know, like I was really excited.
More than Gabe and Kenny.
I don't know. Technically Gabe and Kenny was like an AEW show, so maybe this is the New Japan match of the year or something so far for me. Okay. But it's high up there, buddy.
It was good.
It's definitely like
very good. Yeah.
I don't usually go higher than like hitting, a 5-star rating for anything. Mm-hmm. Like my favorite movie is Ghostbusters. That's a 5 out of 5 movie for me.
Yeah.
But also like the other day I just watched that movie Infinity Pool. That's a 5 out of 5 movie for me. It's not Ghostbusters, but it's the same rating as Ghostbusters because that's the scale. Right.
Sure. Yeah.
So when I say Kenny and Gabe is a 5 out of 5 match, a fucking Yoda Tsuji and Gabe is a 5 out of 5 match. That spot where Tsuji turned around and knocked the shit out of Gabe with that fucking slap.
Yeah.
Manly.
That was huge.
I had a friend of mine who doesn't even watch New Japan. Mm. He's an AEW guy, and he was just like, the fuck was that?
Yeah.
And like sent me a gif of that. And I was like, yeah, buddy. Yeah. That match fucked.
Yeah. Tsuji was looking real good. It was definitely Tsuji's best match, I think. Probably Tsuji's best match, easy.
I mean,
him and Goto was really good, but he's leveling up fast now. Like, he's absolutely leveling up.
And he's just a little bit older than the other guys. He's a little bit older than Shooter. Sure. He's a little bit older than Gabe. He's a little bit older than Yoda.
He's leaning out as well. I noticed, like, might have just been the trunks speaking, but yeah, he was looking, maybe he's been bulking for a bit or something, but I was like, oh, he's fucking, he's leaning out.
I like that Great O'Khan is like putting on a little weight.
Yeah.
So he looks like more intimidating.
Yeah. Akachi should absolutely get bigger. Yeah.
Yeah.
And they've got we barely even talked about because we got distracted about Shooter, but the low key Great O'Khan just like winning now is cool. Like they're building him as well, like as this like dominant, probably soon to be leader of United Empire, and I like it.
We might see a Great O'Khan title run at some point. You know, we're gonna sit here and we're gonna talk about, you know, who do we want to see, Goto face for that title? And like, I'm hella interested in seeing Great O'Khan versus Goto.
Sure, absolutely. I think and when we talk about Tsuji, I think it's clear. Like with the draw, him and Gabe ain't done yet. Hey, like you don't just
no sir.
Yeah. So
I'll watch that 4 more times. I don't give a shit.
Yeah, they might have a bit of a back and forth for a while, and that's really cool. If they
that might be
that
Wrestle
level,
Kingdom. That might be Wrestle Kingdom.
Might play out over the course of a year. Yeah.
Yeah. Keep them separate. Put them in different blocks in the G1.
But they've always got a fucking eye on each other kind of thing. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely.
I'm into it.
Yeah, I'm into it. Alrighty. And then we obviously already broke down a little bit the IWGP World Heavyweight title match. Hirooki Goto versus Zack Sabre Jr., new champion. This match, though, we kind of just talked about the result and what it meant for Goto and things like that. This match was fucking killer, dude. This was some of the hits as well, like so brutal. Like Zack dropped a fucking Zack driver on him that I thought had killed Goto at one point. He got murdered himself so many times. He sold Goto lariats and fucking, you know, Y2Gs and whatever all that bullshit is that he does, GTRs and stuff like that. Like death. like absolute death. The fighter, what he took, he sort of like jumped his legs in the air at the same time. It just looked like he'd been cut in half. It was absolutely devastating.
Let's not sell the sell Goto short either for his selling.
Oh,
that when
yeah,
he had
yeah.
when he had Goto and Clarky Cat, and Goto is just sitting there, just like screaming.
Is Clarky Cat the one on the ground where he was like completely wrapped up, and it's like he doesn't
like bent back, like
yeah, and he's on his side, and like every and single limb is torn up, and I'm like, no, this is it. I'm like, come on, Goto, and then he fucking manages to get one loose. I was like, let's go. Like I thought that was it, because Zach ends matches like that, like all the time. So
he does, and that's why we had to come back and talk about that for you, because we couldn't give up on talking about this show, because Goto never gave up. Goto didn't give up there. That's he didn't give up 9 years ago when he lost his eighth time, trying to get a fucking victory for the world heavyweight title, and he never gave up ever. On Yoshihashi or anybody. He never gave up. He's a champion. And so never gave up. And we are the Ichiban Sweetcast. I'm your good friend, Chris Spears. Is that your bad friend, Rafe Houston?
Oh, yeah. We forgot to do that. What's up?
Hey, how's it going?
Anybody, if you're listening for the first time, we quite often forget to tell people what show they're listening to. Sometimes even the whole episode is passed and we do it in the side off. So yeah, that's kind of a ongoing joke, but it's not even one that we do on purpose. We're just very bad at it.
Yeah. We're not very good at this whole podcasting thing. Like I said, we took like a month off.
Yeah. Yeah, so. Absolutely. So let's just do a little bit of predictions or things that we'd like to see. Who would you like to see? We know there's going to be Tanahashi. We know there's going to be Nagata. Who would you like to see, or who do you think we'll see as like the first really credible challenger? And I'll throw a hat in the ring, and I think that David Finlay is a very, very real dangerous possibility for Hirooki Goto at the moment.
Yeah, I mean, like we've got New Japan Cup season coming up, and maybe we're about to see David Finlay come back and take the New Japan Cup and challenge Goto. Like you said, it might be a quick end for Goto's title reign that way. Mm. Like it seems like the thing, there's problems from all sides.
Yeah.
The young guys are all about to take a step up, multiple of them. David Finlay is looking dangerous. You know, there's always Zach who could just win another New Japan Cup and come right back at you.
Or, I mean, there may even be a fucking rematch or something very soon. Like, Zach could win it straight back for all we know. I just think that, like, you know, there's a couple of token defenses there. And that history and that story where he couldn't quite get it done against David Finlay, I feel like it makes sense that would come back around. Finlay would be like, I beat this motherfucker a million times. Surely I'm next.
He got one over me and fucking Kirk and Hall for. And now he's the fucking, now he's the champ. Now he's the fucking wall.
Absolutely. And Finlay could also be a very realistic IWGP world title holder this year. I think. Absolutely. Absolutely. Absolutely.
I hate that the second we get a new champion, we all start looking around going, okay, who's next? You know, who's
I just think it's the natural conversation. I don't want to think about it just yet. I want to enjoy the Goto-ness for a while. I'd actually love to see like
the Gotosity.
Yeah, I'd love to see a bit of a run from him, to be honest. Like I was describing at the start. Like absolutely. Just like the fucking old man gunslinger, old man Logan, just surviving all these like young dudes. And each guy takes another piece off him, you know, and he gets weaker and weaker like throughout the year. And he's like barely surviving these things by the end, but he's just getting it done. Like, I think there's a really great story to tell there. Whether they'll do that, I don't know, but I would actually personally love to see it.
I'm just so happy that they actually fucking listened. Like, how many times have you and I sat on this very show, the Ichiban Sweetcast, sat on this very show and said, belt up this guy, belt up this guy, let's fucking go.
Yeah.
And we got one. Yeah, it was like Ghostbusters. We got one.
We got it. We were calling for it. We were like, these motherfuckers don't see it. Why aren't we fucking putting something on Goto, you know? And here we are. And it out. I should never say that shit again because it outperformed my wildest dreams of what they would actually do. So
it really did.
Yeah. So I think it's safe to say New Beginning was a huge success. I think it's a new exciting champion.
Was it
new exciting better than Wrestle old Kingdom? Exciting champion? Was it better than Wrestle Kingdom? That's an interesting thing to say, actually.
I think the show was better than Wrestle Kingdom.
Hmm. Maybe. I mean, Wrestle Kingdom's Wrestle Kingdom, though. It was really good. But I don't know.
Osaka Joe Hall was fucking hot, yeah, dude.
I think.
And like the Wrestle Kingdom, like I was bummed at Wrestle Kingdom because we had, you know, the Doki incident and stuff like
yeah,
that.
Yeah, sure.
And that really brought it down for me. And I was very sad about that.
Yeah.
But also like Osaka Joe, like it like went fucking shit house. Every match fucking delivered. And some of them delivered way more than they had any right to. I think the show built so fucking well. There wasn't one spot where I was like, oh, wrong guy won, you know, like yeah. There wasn't one spot that took me out of it. I watched that entire show and just was like, this is fucking greatness, man. Yeah,
it was really fun.
And this made me love New Japan. Yeah,
and I think because it was New Beginning, you don't always expect that much. And they've now, every big show they've done, like in recent months, has gone off, you know, to greater and greater heights. So, yeah, I think it was definitely really good. And, yeah, fuck, maybe it was better than Wrestle Kingdom. I think Wrestle Kingdom, back-to-back, doggies, back-to-back over the 2 days, you know, with Dynasty, if you add in Kenny and Gabe and things like that, I think the whole weekend experience is probably, like, better because you just love to see it kind of thing. But as a one-off show, this one was right and tight, and you can't really get past it.
I feel like in December this year, we're going to be looking back at this and being like, that was a
banger. Yeah, absolutely. All right. Well, let's break down the New Japan Cup announcements. They've already come out, which is crazy.
Before we do that, we have to acknowledge that New Japan Cup announcement day, that's our birthday.
It is our birthday. Happy birthday to us.
Happy birthday to the Ichiban Sweetcast. Yep. Like was became a thing when the New Japan Cup for 4 years ago, 2021, was announced, and it had a million people in it, and you were like, we need to fucking sit down on Faces Feels Cast.
Yeah, on my podcast. I was like, you need to come talk to me about it.
Break this shit down because I'm feeling like this is garbage.
Yeah.
And that was the first unofficial episode of the Ichiban Sweetcast.
That is true.
And that
turned out to be one of my favorite New Japan Cups in the end. Because remember, we were like, why have they got all these there's no guests there. They're pulling all the fucking dregs out of the woodworks and everybody's fucking in it. Yeah. And, you know. And
fucking Jado's in this? What the fuck?
And it turned out to be really fun. And this one is kind of the same. It's a really big fucking field, but it's all New Japan guys. There's no guests here. There's no AEW talent. They're all New Japan guys. So let's have a look. We're going to break down each side of this. And then it's a bit of a tradition for us to do our best case, worst case scenarios. Okay?
We need to get a jingle for the best case, worst case.
Yeah, I know. We do. Exactly. I'll just get a fucking voice up or something. So something like, best case, worst case, rah, rah, rah. Something like that. I don't know. Fuck.
Yeah.
Anyway, we'll workshop that. So, on the left-hand side of the bracket, we are starting with Yoda Tsuji, Evil, David Finlay, Yuya Uemura, Sanada, Yoshihashi, Ryohei Oiwa, Chase Owens, Zack Sabre Jr., Gabe Kidd, Ren Narita, and Tai Chi. And it is worth saying that there's buys in there as well. So I fucking actually read that terribly. But Yoda Tsuji versus Evil, David Finlay is waiting for the winner of that. Yuya Uemura versus Sanada, Yoshihashi. How's Yoshihashi get a buy? Yoshihashi is waiting for the winner of that. Oiwa and Chase Owens, Zack Sabre Jr. is waiting for the winner. Gabe Kidd and Narita, Tai Chi is waiting for the winner. So let's just run down this side real quick. What are you thinking about Yoda Tsuji versus Evil?
I think that they're really kind of establishing some crazy shit with the House of Torture right now.
Yeah.
When they came out and jumped fucking everybody after,
yeah, including Yoda War Dogs members.
Yeah, they jumped Gabe, they jumped Yoda. They, like, I love that the Evil comes out to like make the save on Yoda Tsuji and then is like, haha, fooled you. I'm actually a bad guy.
And everyone's like, we know. And like, yeah, wasn't he banished from New Japan or something from like losing to Tanahashi? He's like, it doesn't matter.
Yeah, I'm just gonna show up. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, like you played yourself.
Yeah.
You weren't fooling nobody.
No. So, wasn't fooling anybody. And I believe what he essentially said was that House of Torture are kicking War Dogs out of the Bullet Club.
Yeah.
It's what he said.
No longer affiliated. They're no longer affiliated with Bullet Club. I think he said that House of Torture is actually no longer affiliated with Bullet Club.
So Bullet Club just isn't a thing, and House of Torture want nothing to do with War Dogs, is basically what they're saying.
Yeah, they're
either that or they own Bullet Club and he's the only leader. Don't know which way it goes. But either way, they're not
looks like
tentative allies anymore.
Bullet Club is being phased out. Maybe we'll have like our own Rogue Army faction instead of Bullet Club Rogue Army. It'll just be the Rogue Army, maybe. Mm. And then they'll have just the War Dogs and just the House of Torture.
Okay, then. Well, then there you go. That's interesting about the Rogue Army thing, because I was like, there's a couple of people on this list that I'm like, what are they going to do if they're not that? So, but yeah, and then obviously David Finlay waiting in the wings, which is interesting because Finlay obviously has history with Tsuji and the global title, who he won it from Finlay, but also Evil just fucking saying all that shit about War Dogs. So really, there's consequences whoever Finlay versus out of that.
Yeah, I think the best case scenario... well, let's go. Worst case scenario, obviously, I think would be Evil beating out Yoda Tsuji, just because we would get less Yoda Tsuji matches. And best case scenario here is definitely Yoda Tsuji winning. Mm-hmm. As far as the best case, worst case scenario for the David Finlay match, I think the best case would still be... No, I don't know. Would the best case be Yoda Tsuji beating David Finlay?
Nah, I think Finlay going forward.
Is that the best case, or is that just what you think will happen? Because it's not what we think will happen, it's what we want to happen.
I think that's best case. I feel like it starts to get muddy with Finlay and Tsuji and Evil, and then like if it is Tsuji and Finlay beats him and has a claim to that global title, but Gabe kind of isn't finished yet, and he's allied to Finlay, it starts getting muddy, you know? And I think that's interesting. Could end up with a three-way with, like, Finlay and Gabe and Tsuji for the global or something. Like, you could do some cool things, I think.
Yeah, I don't like that. Let's go. Let's just... Best case scenario is David Finlay making it out either way.
Yeah, absolutely.
And worst case scenario, I think, is Evil. Probably Evil.
Yeah, absolutely. Jumping down a bracket, Uemura versus Sonata, with Yoshihashi waiting. I think it's pretty clear that Sonata would be my personal worst case. I don't know about you, but I think we want to see Yuya go deep in this fucking tournament, right?
Yeah, we do.
Yeah.
And then we do.
Yuya and Yoshihashi, again, Yuya would be the best case scenario there. Worst case would remain Sonata getting quite deep.
Yes.
Then... we'll just kind of finalize this part of the bracket. Then on our best case, you'd be looking at Finlay versus Yuya, which that match was supposed to happen, obviously. Finlay was calling him out, but he knew Yuya was injured. Now Yuya is back and not injured. So that's been a confrontation that's been coming for a while, and I think that would be a very nice semifinal.
That seems not just like the best case scenario. It seems like... a very reasonable scenario.
Yeah.
That could be like down the card. That could be very, very easily to see that actually happen.
Yeah, absolutely. I think so. So yeah. And I think that would be best. So we'll just do
worst case scenario, Evil versus Sonata again.
yeah, we have to see it, and my worst case would be Sonata. Always is. Oiwa versus Chase Owens. We don't even need to talk about that. The grip over Owens, very easy. Then you get to have the grip versus ZSJ.
The grip?
Yeah, exactly. Kohai versus Senpai. And then, I mean, the best case is hard there because I love both guys. Let's actually look at our best case below, and then that might inform what our best case would be. Worst case is obviously Chase Owens getting really far. So Gabe Kidd versus Narita. Best case is always Gabe Kidd. Worst case is Narita. Not that he's bad. Then Tai Chi versus Gabe. Best case, we just want to see Gabe go as far as he can, right?
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Is it? Oh, because you know what would look really fucking opulent?
Yeah. I love Tai Chi, man, but they're
fucking New Japan Cup.
They're not really pushed up at the moment, so there's nothing that, like, I just don't
would
know.
That line up, that would line up Tai Chi versus Yuya, wouldn't it?
It would. Or, so depending on which way you look at those best cases, there's the potential here for it to be Finlay versus Gabe or Tai Chi versus Yuya.
I'm not really interested in either of those yet. Like, I want Gabe to eventually break off from the War Dogs, but like, not yet. Not yet. Wait, it's like the touch of God. Wait.
I'm not saying he should leave War Dogs and it should be the end of the faction. I just think he can start to muddy the waters a little bit. A little bit of dissension never hurt nobody. But are you saying that this is where our best cases diverge? I'm saying, you're saying
we need to come up with a best case. We need to come up with a podcast best case. Mm. Consensus best case scenario. Because then if I have my own best case and you have your own best case and we're working them all out, fuck that. We need one. We need a clear vote.
Okay. So either way, whoever, Gabe Kidd or Tai Chi, oh, wait, it just wrote itself. Because it'd be the grip or Zack Sabre Jr.'s best case. You have Zack go through and then you finally get Zack and Tai Chi in the ring
together. Zack and Tai Chi. Oh, you just did my work for me.
There you go.
Let's go.
All right. So that means on this side of the block as of semifinals, we are looking at Finlay versus Yuya and Zack versus Tai Chi as our best cases.
I love that.
Yeah.
Is
very good.
Finlay versus Yuya is great. Zack and Tai Chi is great. The sacrifice that we make of Gabe going farther. Wow, that makes me sad. But we're interested in Gabe in the global space at this time. So like, we don't need him to go far in this tournament. although tournament Gabe is so much fun.
Yeah.
Did I just do a flip? I just did a flip.
Look, I mean, it's very hard. We need to get Zack and Tai Chi together in some way, right?
Yes.
Like, we just have to do it. And if it's got to be at the expense of Gabe is fucking, he's Teflon, man. Like.
Yeah, I don't think they're able to make a bad movement here. And he would still get a first round victory. Like, he'd beat Ren, right? It's Ren that he's up against?
Yeah, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and so that would be fine. So if Gabe does get through, obviously I would fucking love him to win the whole tournament. But in this exercise, we're going with those as our best case. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, and then in our worst case, we're looking at Sonata versus Evil, and what, Narita versus Chase Owens.
Jesus, oh, that's God. Great. So then I think that Chase would be the worst case scenario and an Evil would be the worst case scenario, leading us to a match between Chase and Evil.
Do you reckon Evil is worse than Sonata? At least Evil's got sick merch. Like, Sonata's a fucking
Evil idiot. Does have sick merch.
Yeah.
Sonata has sick merch too now though, because he's got War Dogs merch.
Yeah, it's still not that good. That dumb kind of shitty American traditional bad tattoo kind of shirt is not good.
Oh, yeah, that one he was wearing this time. Yeah. I was so distracted by the fucking speakers.
Yeah, yeah.
He looked like that boombox that everyone had when they were fucking 14.
Yeah.
the one that had like a three disc changer in it, and it was silver, and it had like the EQ like readout that wasn't real.
Yeah.
Like that's what he looked like.
That's exactly what he looked like. So I am going to say my absolute worst case on that side is going to end up with Sonata versus Chase.
Oh.
And then over on.
I just had a full body shiver.
Yeah, I know. And then over on best case, Finlay versus Yuya and ZSJ versus Tai Chi. Who are you thinking?
Oh. Let's go Yuya versus ZSJ.
Okay.
Fucking classic fucking catch as catch can versus wrestling fundamental master.
Yeah.
Oh, that's man, good. That sounds good to
that's
me.
That's good. All right. Then Yuya versus ZSJ, who wins that? Like I think fucking we want to see Yuya go deep in this tournament. I think we want him in the finals. He got injured last year, like, and Zach's just been the champion. So I think Yuya.
We want him in the finals.
And then Sonata versus Chase. Now you've got me, because normally Sonata's always my worst case. But don't you forget about the fucking ace of worst cases, Chase Owens.
Oh.
This is the Chase push. We get back into the fucking five counts with the pile drivers and shit. Huge Chase push.
In my mouth.
Huge Chase push is the worst case scenario.
Yeah, I think you're right.
All right. We're going to leave it there. We're going to jump over to the other side. And then we'll break down the kind of final. Actually, you know what? Let's just get it to our finalist here. Oh, well, actually, no. What am I fucking talking about? We that just did.
Chase.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Yuya and
best
Chase,
case. Yeah. Semis. And then, yeah. Okay. Cool. And then Chase. All right. Over to the other side. We have El Phantasmo versus Great O'Khan with Shooter Umino with the bye. Then we've got Naito versus Newman with Jeff Cobb with the bye. We've got Ishii versus Driller with TJP in the bye. Bolton Oleg versus Bad Luck Fale with Shingo in the bye.
That sounds like a fucking banger of a side too. The left side of the bracket was great.
Yeah. There's a couple of chinks in this one, but let's break it on down. So ELP.
I think once you get past, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. ELP versus O'Khan. Who's your best case here?
I'm loving the O'Khan wins everything right now, but I also want a feel-good story for ELP.
Mm.
Oof. I'm going to leave this one to you, buddy.
ELP's already got a belt.
That's true. He's got the television.
So
title.
You could have O'Khan get a win, a crafty win, potentially set up a future title challenge, and then O'Khan moves on to go deeper. So I would say O'Khan's my best scenario in this one.
I won't fight you on that. I like it.
Yeah. Okay. And then O'Khan versus Shooter. We don't know what this Shooter is going to be. And they've just had this conflict where he's fucking emasculated the man and shaved his head. So best case, worst case, O'Khan or Shooter. It really just depends. All we can go by is what we know. As it currently stands, let's I would this. Say worst case is Shooter, but I just don't know.
What we think it's going to be. You seem to think it's going to be him going back to basics, which I think is boring as fuck and would be a worst case scenario.
I didn't say back to basics. I said strip back and then sort of starting again with what his gimmick is. So, yeah, I don't know.
If he goes back to shaved head black trunks, dude, I'm not about it.
Okay. Then which case, Great O'Khan remains our best case scenario and Shooter becomes our worst. Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
It's so weird that ELP getting a win in the New Japan Cup is a worst case scenario.
Yeah.
That shows you like the quality of some of the talent. That
That's a hard block because we love them both. But yeah, and ELP is not worst. I just think he's got a title. He's over there doing his thing. He's probably not going to win the New Japan Cup, but I would rather see big things for O'Khan.
For sure.
Next up, Naito versus Newman. Now, I think you're probably thinking the same way I am here. I think Newman is the best case scenario here.
Absolutely. It's so funny to see someone who is so fucking fast versus Naito.
I know. And it also could potentially set up a title defense. Like,
didn't Naito just fucking absolutely dog walk Newman recently, like just a couple months ago?
Yeah, yeah, he did. Yeah, like his first pay-per-view kind of thing. Yeah.
Let's get that. Let's get that win.
We'd like to see that win back. And then
tangent. Yeah. I have a friend, my friend Andrea. He was a wrestler over here called Crimson Bear. He's a big, okay, burly ginger fella.
Okay.
I think it's Crimson Bear Wrestle on wrestles on Instagram. Ooh. Shout him out here. He did retire recently from injuries and stuff like that over COVID. Yeah. But he's I was playing MCP with him the other day, and he was like talking about, oh yeah, you're a New Japan guy, right? He's like, here, let me show you this clip of my match with Callum Newman. And he had nothing but great stuff to say about Callum Newman.
Oh, that's
cool. He said that the dudes, you know, he's like, you know, Callum Newman's kicks look really good. They're fucking so soft and so safe. Like, he looks great and is so safe and is so much fun and such a great worker to work with. And so he had nothing but great stuff to say about Callum Newman. Mm. So that was really, really cool. Although I did see he had a great picture of himself absolutely yeeting fucking Callum Newman in a released German suplex.
Oh, that's great.
So that was pretty fucking rad.
Nice.
Shout out to my boy Crimson Bear.
Absolutely. That's sick. Well, that speaks good things. But does that goodwill make you want to see Newman beat Cobb?
Oh, is that the second? Is that the second
one? That's who's waiting for him. Yeah.
Callum versus Cobb. So we got a little Senpai Kohai action there too.
And if Okada's our best case as it cruises on, you'll lead to one way or another a United Empire explodes type scenario.
I think this is a good story. Let's get some people like kind of jockeying for position inside the United Empire.
I mean, I literally just said that about War Dogs, and you're like, I don't like it. You're like, United Empire, let's do it.
Yeah, I think because people want to see Teddy Bear. We're not going to break up the War Dogs, I promise.
He's a very passionate War Dog supporter. I know that about Teddy.
He is.
Yeah.
So are the dogs next door, actually. Yeah, yeah. So maybe you should fill this one in.
I know what you're saying, though, and especially in the place that United Empire is in, with different people saying they want to be the leaders and different things like that. Let's actually just see it out in the New Japan Cup here. So I'm going to say Cobb to best case to go on to fight Okada, our best case above. What do you think of that?
Yeah, I agree with that, I think. And are we going with Okada becoming the ultimate best case scenario?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Dig it.
And then worst case scenario, Naito beats both those dudes. And then I would say Shooter or Naito would be a worst case scenario. Probably Naito. I don't think we need to be seeing him like...
We don't. We don't need to be seeing Naito right now.
Yeah. He's just needs
we
to
don't
do...
need to see him go deep.
Yeah, all. Not at all. No, we've seen it all before. Okay, so then that... We're basically getting down to Jeff Cobb. Okan ends up as our very best case. Naito ends up as our very worst case. Yep, absolutely. Okay. So, I'm just making some quick on the fly notes here. Okay, Chase, you up. All right. Cool.
What isn't there another part of that bracket?
Just in good times, Okan beats ELP and Shooter. Cobb beats Naito. Then Okan beats fucking Cobb. And then there we are.
Oh, okay. So Fale's not in the New Japan Cup. It's just Chase.
No, he is in the next section. We're just in the top bit. Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. We're just in the top two brackets.
That's what I was thinking. Yes, we've got.
So far, we have established our...
We've gotten lost here.
Yeah, exactly. So far, we have established that our best case over on the left-hand side is Yuya. And so far, as we've gotten so far, it's Okan, but this next ones below will establish that. So next up, it's Ishii versus Driller Maloney. That is a absolutely great choice for Driller if he's coming in and killing dudes like Shingo and things like that. I think I'd love to see him steamroll Ishii here.
Yeah, dude. It's going to be really impressive when he just like gets him, gets Ishii up on his shoulders and just compacts that no neck.
Yeah,
that
Ishii just takes a small like Eggman and destroys him. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, yeah, it'll be so much fun. Yeah,
exactly. And then Driller over TJP, obviously. They've had beef forever, but I think Driller covered through. There is something to be said for like TJP. People can jockey
for position.
Yeah, yeah.
People can jockey for position in the United Empire, but we don't need TJP in there doing that.
Yeah, yeah. Even if he wants to, like, I mean, there's a scenario where they could, if they wanted to play it out, you could end up with TJP versus Cobb and Cobb murderizing him. But I think Driller just mowing him down is totally fine.
That would be a best case scenario for me, isn't it? Yeah, actually.
Absolutely. Next up, Oleg versus Bad Luck Fale. I think we're probably in pretty heavy agreement that Oleg would be the best case. Massacred
my boy.
Yeah. I think Oleg here, best case for sure.
Oleg. Woof. Woof. That's an oof, bro.
Yeah.
I don't like it. Brett, I don't like this. I don't like this at all. Like, Fale is another year older now.
Yeah.
Another year, like, another year less mobile, another year less interested in taking bumps, and like that's what Oleg needs is a dude who can, you know, he can throw around a little bit.
I think it'll be like a bit of an Andre moment here. I think he'll get it with a big slam, whatever. And then Oleg versus Shingo.
Ooh, okay. Tough. Is there another little bit of the bracket that we can fill out there to see who we'd want him?
Yeah, so whoever those guys, like when they, whoever wins out of those guys will go on to fight Driller in our best case.
Oh, Shingo versus Driller rematch,
yeah.
Or Oleg versus Driller.
Yeah.
I would be more interested in seeing Oleg versus Driller since we just got Shingo versus Driller.
Yeah.
But like, I'm happy either way, really. I'm going to say my preference would be for Oleg versus Driller.
I'll let you have this one. You've let me run a little bit wild, and I like to see a young dude moving up, get a bit of an upset. So best case then, Driller versus Oleg. I personally would be pulling for Driller. I would love to see him go deep in this competition. And then that would lead to Driller versus Okan.
I'd like to establish Driller. I think Oleg's still he's simmering, right? They need to put a little more seasoning on him. Let's go for Driller versus Okan. And ultimately, I'm gonna say Okan is the preferred New Japan Cup, was it semi-finalist then?
Hear me out, though. In your best case, you know, we've got Yuya waiting there in the finals now. So would you prefer to see Yuya versus Okan or Yuya versus Driller? Just two fucking young bucks.
Oh. That is a very sweet match, actually.
Yeah.
Yuya versus Driller. Let's do it. Let's do it.
Let's do it.
Let's say Yuya versus Driller.
Yeah, absolutely.
You've done it again. You've done it again, you madman.
And we got there. And then in worst case, we had drilled down to Naito. I think it's pretty safe to say that down the bottom, it'd be TJP and then Bad Luck Fale would be the two worst case. I think it'd be safe to say that Fale would probably be the worst case.
Fale would be worse, yeah.
Yeah. And so we're literally saying that our worst case final is the fucking Rogabi explodes or whatever the fuck they were called, the crown jewels or whatever exploded. It's Fale versus Chase in the finals. It's our worst case.
You know, they got dudes down there that can actually wrestle, right? Like, where's Caveman Ugg?
Where's he at? Where's he at? We're not spending money on plane tickets, bro. We're saving some cash. So, okay. So best case, Yuya versus Drilla. Are we saying we want to see Yuya win the New Japan Cup? Is that what this entire thing has been leading to? We're saying we want to see this launch a new boy and we want to see Yuya fucking pop off with it.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is it.
And then
that's the fucking, the mission is now Yuya to the next level.
Okay.
Yuya.
Yeah.
To the fucking moon.
Yuya versus Goto title shot would be sick.
That would be fucking excellent.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So good.
Is that going to sell Dominion?
Yeah.
You think?
Yeah. Hell yeah.
You think?
Bruh.
Let's go.
Come on.
Let's fucking go.
Then worst case, Chase versus Fale.
Chase.
I think it's safe to say that it's Chase. At least Fale has some redeeming qualities. You know?
I mean, Chase has some redeeming qualities too. You know, package pile drivers are pretty cool.
Yeah. And we say all this in jest. I just want to say I don't actually hate anybody on the roster. You know, we're going to give Chase.
I do. Obviously. I hate him.
I actually hate Sonata, to be fair, though.
I got a list of people that I'll fucking fight right now. You want to hear it? I'll start it. Here's my list.
Don't start it. We're not going that negative place. So, right. So best case, your worst
one,
case, Chase.
Tony can't. No.
No, Jesus Christ. Fuck. All right. So that's us then. There we go. We did it. We worked it out. It was kind of insane. Anybody following along probably had no idea what we were talking about. But yeah, so
they're just saying names of wrestlers they like.
Yeah, over and over.
We're like those two dudes sitting in the bar, like just mentioning like old sports stars from their youth.
Yeah.
You know, and just looking at each other and being like, Michael Jordan. Yeah.
That is what we're like. To be fair, I am not sure that is how it will go. This isn't a prediction. This is best case, worst case. Everybody does predictions.
This is what we think's going to happen. This is what we want to happen.
Exactly. So that is the key thing to remember here. We could do predictions.
Or what we definitely do not want to happen.
But or things we don't want to happen. But we're not going to do the prediction thing because I could kind of drill this down a little bit and tell you who I personally think is probably going to win. Yuya is actually up there as somebody that I think that could win. But that is not the point of this article. We'll let everybody draw all their own conclusions as they think what is really going to happen. Because guess what? In a world where Hirooki Goto can win the IWGP title, anything can fucking happen. And I love it. Tell the people where to find us online, Curtis.
Well, you can find us online on all the social medias at Ichiban Suite. You can find myself on Blue Sky and Instagram and Twitter. No, not Twitter. I don't do Twitter. Instagram and Threads. I'm kind of down on Threads as well right now. Blue Sky is really nice, though. Eldestructo83 is my username on all the places. You can find my man Rafe there on the social medias under the Faces Feels Cast, which is his other...
Trying to throw a peace sign at you and I smashed my microphone.
Yeah, which is his other show where he interviews various independent wrestlers, gets to know a different side of them, gets to really learn who they are behind the scenes so you can become a fan of the person and not just their wrestling personality. It really pulls back the curtain and really shows a lot of fun moments with a lot of fun wrestlers. And you can find that show as well as this lovely show you're watching here as a member of the Countout Podcasting Network. The Countout Podcasting Network has something for everybody who is a fan of wrestling. Do you like Joshi? Huh? Do you like All Japan? What do you like? We got you. Deathmatch wrestling? We got you. What do you like? And you can go, speaking of the Countout Podcasting family, you can go to patreon.com/countoutpod where you can chuck in a buck, just whatever you wouldn't miss if it fell out of your wallet one day. And that money, however much you want to give, goes to helping a lot of wrestlers, goes to help a lot of wrestling podcasters. There it is. Do a lot of wrestling podcast things. And it's very, very cool. And we appreciate every single one of you that does that. I'm sure that all of you have beautiful genitalia and are very popular with your friends.
Okay. Thanks. I guess that was a weird one, but he is correct, and you could do all of tired. Those things where he said. So, everybody, thanks for listening. Don't even talk to me about being tired,
dude. I've been awake for 20 hours now.
That is true.
I'm ready to go to
bed. That is true. You are going to get some sleep tonight, though, which I love for you.
Hell yeah, I am. 3-day weekend.
Oh, that's all right. Let's go. I'm going to have 4. I'll probably get some sleep on the plane, though. Maybe get another 4 in there. That'd be so hot. That'd be the most sleep I've had in weeks. But yeah, we're going to do the damn thing. So everybody, thank you for listening. I hope you had a good time. Remember, rate and subscribe, listen or die. Spirit of fight, style of strong. Sweet cast.
Ichiban.
Oh, yeah. Ichiban, take us down. Rate and subscribe. The wonderful domain. Spirit is strong. Is it an occasion? This has been a Count Out Podcast.
Ring Post Radio is the only show hosted by Ryan Knightsey and Scotty Edwards that talks about the entire world of professional wrestling. With new episodes coming out every Sunday, there is absolutely no reason to not listen to real, honest wrestling opinions from two crazy maniacs. Have a hot boy summer and listen along to Ring Post Radio every Sunday on the Countout Network.